Hey everybody. Welcome, welcome. Come on in. I'm just going to go ahead and set up my settings and make sure that they're good to go. Welcome. Okay, let me. Okay. Just going to go ahead and mute everybody so we don't have any background noise for the first part of the call. Happy Saturday. Okay, let me change my name. I am Coach Yesenia, and I am super excited to be on this Handling the Holidays call with you today. We are going to be doing the Doable Holiday Event Planning Worksheet together. We're going to be setting ourselves up for success. Okay. Can you guys let me know if you can hear me okay in the chat? I just want to double check we're good to go there. This is the kind of call where it's like a Brady Bunch call, so you have the option of turning on your camera if you would like. You can listen in and keep it off. I'm going to start putting some links in the chat. So if you're like, I don't know where this worksheet is, can someone give me that link? I'm going to give you the link to Handling the Holidays. So that's where you can, that's where you can find everything. You can find all of the call replays. You can find the course. Are your earpods connected? Okay, let me check. It says they are connected. I apologize if it is a little echoey in here. This office can be a little echoey. Okay, it looks like they are connected, but you guys let me know if it sounds like they're not. Okay, so the link that I just put in the chat has Handling the Holidays. So like I said, it has a link to the workbook. It has a link to the course, the link to the video replays for all the calls that we have done so far. You can find everything there. And then I am going to link to Handling the Holidays, the video on, it's lesson number 4, and it's all about doing the doable holiday plan. So that's that. That's there in the chat now. And then the worksheet, I'm going to put that link in there as well. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. So everything that you need is in the chat should you need the worksheet or anything like that. So like I said, this is an interactive style call, which means that we can see all of you guys if you choose to put your camera on. We're going to be doing some breakout rooms later on. We're going to be doing the worksheet together, coaching a little bit together, answering all of your questions. And you are just welcome to have your camera on if you would like. You can also just take notes today if you don't have the worksheet with you. As you know, we are coming up on American Thanksgiving here pretty soon. So maybe a lot of you want to plan for that today, get a little bit coaching on that. But I know we also have Hanukkah coming up soon as well, and there could also just be other events in your life. If you don't celebrate a lot of the holidays, maybe you've got birthdays or get-togethers, anything else that you want to plan for, today is a perfect day to do it. My first question for you, for everybody, and you can answer this in the chat, is what other holidays or special events are you here to plan for? So what are you guys planning for today? Is it a holiday? Is it Thanksgiving? Is it a birthday? Is there some other kind of special celebration going on in your life? Do you have a party that you're going to be going to? Doesn't have to be related to, you know, a holiday at all. So let me know in the comments, what are you guys planning for today? Make sure your chat is set to everybody so that everybody can see your message. No problem. Let's see. Thanksgiving. First wedding anniversary. Congratulations. How fun. Our weekend away for our 29th anniversary. That's incredible. Lots of birthday celebrations. Awesome. The season, Thanksgiving, a retirement party. How fun. Disneyland, Christmas, and all the parties. early Christmas dinner on December 4th, a whole week off. Oh, that's a great one to plan for. It's like 9 days of weekends. Check in with that thought. How does 9 days of weekends feel? My youngest is definitely very excited to be home for 9 days. I can tell you that. My kids are going to be home all of next week. And I'm so proud of myself. This is evidence of all of the thought work that I've done on myself as a mom, because I love my kids, but I'm going to be honest, you guys. I used to dread them being home for the holidays a little bit, because I was going to say I knew, but like back then I knew that it was going to be crazy, and I'm an introvert and they're both very extroverted, and I was going to be exhausted, and you know, I have to feed them all three times a day, and I have work and blah, 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 right? Like I used to have this whole story in my head. We're home, and don't even started on the winter break when they were home for 2.5 weeks. And now it's been several holidays now, or breaks, like school breaks, where they've been home, and I just don't dread it anymore. I'm just like, it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be fine. Like there's just, it's a lot more neutral even. It's a lot more like, you know, like it's gonna be fun. We're gonna spend some time together, you know? So I thought I'd share that. That's just some of the, like I no longer have that holiday drama, which is really, really nice. Okay, let's see. Okay, so I just want to share my screen for a quick minute. If you are new to handling the holidays, you know, maybe you just joined the OBS and this is your first round of going through handling the holidays, or you haven't done any of the calls, I wanted to show you where you can find everything. Let me share my screen for a minute here before we get started. I really want to make sure that you guys know how much you have available to you on the website. I think we forget sometimes, and we always just go to the podcast or we go on Facebook. But remember that you have a whole website where it's just full of resources, and you can use as much of it or as little of it as you want. Okay, so let me share my screen really quick and just show you really quick this entire website that's always available to you. You can access this on your iPad, on your phone, on your computer, and you can always come back to this, and this is always going to have everything that you need. So this, a lot of you guys don't always know where Ask Coaches is. So you just go to the menu. If you're on a phone, it's going to look a little different. Let me show you what it would look like. See, like a lot of you don't always realize on your phone, the menu is going to look like those three little lines, and you click on that. And then that's when you see everything, and you click on Get Coached, and that's where you can see Ask Coaches and you can submit a question. I feel like that's one of the most underused resources that we have that a lot of people don't always know about. Well, let me show you where handling the holidays is. So you're going to go over here to self-study resources, self-paced workshops. You can also find this on the private member podcast. If you're not sure how to do that, or you don't have the podcast, you can write into support@pmptribe.com and we'll get you going on the private member podcast for your phone. So it's right here at the top, handling the holidays. You're going to click get started. And that is where you're going to find everything that we're using today. So you have your worksheets right here, and you have the videos and the replays of everything. So I just wanted to make sure that everybody knew where to find that. Okay, and then we also have a really cool hashtag that you can use, #holidayshandled. If you want to post about your wins this, you know, for over the next 2 or 3 months, as we do have events and holidays and all of that, you can share your takeaways, your plans, your worksheets, the food you're leaving behind, all of that stuff. Okay, that's a great way to let us know all of the wins that you're having. Okay. So or in Facebook. Okay. The call. And if you have any questions, you can always put them in the chat, or we'll have a little coaching segment later on. Let me just check the chat now. Yeah, you guys have a lot of things coming up, a lot of events that you're planning for. Son's 19th birthday. Awesome. Handling the day-to-day treats. Raise your hand if that's you. That's something that you're working on, right? Like the bowls of candy and all of that, all the cookies and the baked goods. We're sure we can talk about that today too. Okay, so the goal here is, my goal here is for you to help you remember that, you know, it might feel impossible to know what all is going to come up during these events, but when you put pen to paper, like we're going to do today, you're going to remember that you do have the ability to handle any kind of situation well. Okay. It's not really like, there's not really as much uncertainty as you might think. You can really just make a plan and go in with some really powerful thinking to help you show up the way you want and help you see that there is so much in your control, even if that doesn't include the menu. Other people's opinions are never the problem, right? As you hear about in the course, it's all in how you choose to react and how to respond, that is going to help you with that this season, okay? And of course, we're human. I always tell my private clients, it makes sense that your first thought is probably always going to be a shitty one, right? Especially at an event, something happens, someone says something, something comes up, a comment gets made. We're human. Of course, our first thought is probably not going to be a great one. But I always remind my clients, like, you get to have a second thought. You get to have a third thought. You get to have the final say in any kind of situation. Okay. Let's go. Okay. And then one other thing that I wanted to share before we get started is, I know that a lot of you don't actually have a ton of like holiday things to, you know, plan for. And, you know, this works for any kind of event. I had a private client, she went to her niece's birthday party and she had made a plan going in. And she got to the party. Again, she didn't really know what they were going to have, right? But she made the best plan that she could. But she got there and you know what happened? Like, she hadn't really planned for dessert because she usually doesn't like a lot of the desserts that they have. But she got there, they walked in with her favorite dessert ever. She had no idea they were going to have it. It was ice cream cake. And they had like burgers and fries and all the things. And she had no idea that's what they were going to plan for. She's like, I know these people. It's probably going to be this and this. It was not that at all. And I just told her, you know, like, she still ate to enough, but she was beating herself up because she ended up having that dessert and it was on her plan and she finished the whole slice. And I was like, but you're telling me that by the end of it, you were still at enough. I really want you to celebrate that. And the other thing that I told her was, like, I think a lot of us don't realize, especially with an event like this where, you know, we don't really know what they're going to have. We don't really know if there's going to be a dessert or not. I told her, you can always update your plan in a situation like that. It's not always going to be the case, but a situation like that, you know, it might happen every once in a while. You get there and it's not what you expected at all. You're allowed to update your plan if you need to. And you may not even have your planner with you, but you could do it on your phone. You could take a napkin and a pen and you could go ahead and update your plan if you felt like you know, like that would be helpful, if that would be most helpful to you, right? And so that's always available to you. Okay. Let's see. Okay, let's go ahead and get into the worksheet. So go ahead and pull up your worksheet. It's page 15. Doable holiday event planning. We're going to go ahead and start working on it. So go ahead and start filling it out. We'll take just several minutes to start working on it. I'm going to go ahead and change the settings so that if you need to, you know, raise your hand and ask a question, we'll kind of go through it together. You'll be able to unmute yourself and speak and everything. We'll go ahead and change that. Okay, but let's go ahead and start filling it out. So we'll just start going through it together. So says for each event, come up with a game plan at least 24 hours in advance. The more you decide and think ahead of time with your best self, the more likely you get to feel decisive, in control, prepared, and at ease. Okay, so you can print off as many of this of these as you want, and just do them as special events come up. So go ahead and write down the event's name and date and what you're going to be planning for today. Somebody has a wedding today. That's awesome. I've been practicing not bringing the extra treats into the house, lest day-to-day temptation. See, that's awesome. Like, we can look at that and say, oh, well, isn't that diet mentality? Aren't you depriving yourself? You could also say, and I'm going to do that just to make it easy for myself. I know I don't actually want all that candy day-to-day, so I'm just going to make it easy for myself. I love that. Okay. Traveling for several days in the car. Yeah, awesome. Okay, so next question is, what will be challenging? Just go ahead and get that out. What do you think is going to be challenging about this event? Maybe it's like, oh, well, I don't know what they're going to have for food. Maybe it's the people there. Maybe it's like, well, I'm going to have worked all day and then I'm going to be going to this. I'm going to go in tired and maybe I'm not going to be able to control myself, like whatever it is. What is going to be hard? Somebody wrote, grief rather than joy can impact the holidays for sure. Is that going to be challenging for you? Do you think you're going to be feeling some grief at this event or any other difficult emotions? And Michelle wrote, wanting extra pie / wine. As you finish that up, feel free to share some ideas in the chat. What's going to be challenging about it? Keeping drinks to two, getting together with ladies for Deer Hunter's Widow Weekend. So, okay, so sticking to your planned number of drinks. Christine wrote, being vegan at a meat eater event, keeping drinks low at my son's engagement party. That's interesting. So I wouldn't even describe it as keeping drinks low. That's describing it in that way is setting yourself up to have it feel hard in the moment and have it, you know, that's sometimes how urges are created. When we feel like it's low, we're not getting to have as much as we want. I also see that commonly when we say, well, I'm only gonna plan one piece of pie. Don't say like only. Tell me how one piece of pie is the most amazing thing in the world. Food pressure, people wanting me to try all their dishes. Tell me why that's a problem. Wanting a taste of everything, lots of food, okay. Okay, so go ahead and move to the next question. What will be easy? Lots of good ideas here. Tell me now, what's going to be easy about this specific event? If you're struggling, I really want you to come up with something here. Sometimes when we have that question, like, well, what's going to be hard? You probably came up with five things. And then I say, well, what's going to be easy? I also want you to come up with something. There's got to be something. You can start putting that in the chat. Like, tell me what's going to be easy. Planning to share a plate, planning on eating half of what I order. Getting to enjoy my friends and family this year instead of wedding planning. Christmas party with a great band. Awesome. Drive-thrus always have a healthy thing. Using a small plate. No overnight family this holiday. Yeah. Awesome. Okay. What will you eat at this event? That should be an interesting question. And if you have a question, some of these questions, you know, they're going to the first few are easy, but if you have a question at any point about how to answer it, or if you're having a hard time coming up with something, you can raise your hand by clicking the little reaction. If you click on the reaction on the menu, you'll see a raise hand option. I will be alone for Thanksgiving. I get to choose what I will have to eat. No pressure from anyone. Oh, somebody said, usually I'm hosting. So the bigger problem is eating the leftovers, like with the leftovers. That's interesting. Okay. Okay, so what will you eat at this event? Go ahead and wrap that one up. The next question is, are you all in with your decision, even when it feels challenging and hard? Why or why not? We're getting to the good questions now, you guys. Are you all in, even when it feels challenging or hard? Why or why not? Important. And you can share this in the chat too. I'd love to see some of your answers to this. Michelle wrote, yes, she's all in, eating with a smaller plate so she can save room for pie. That's motivating to her. So she's putting in some effort, but it's worth it for her. Sherry wrote, making a decision that doesn't seem hard. It's very realistic and doable for her. That's great. Joan is all in because this is her first holiday at the weight, so she's going to be wearing smaller pants. Yay, no elastic this year. Love it. Okay. What BS excuses / thoughts / justifications do you need to be aware of? What's going to come up for you? What BS excuses, thoughts, justifications do you need to be aware of? I only see this once a year. It's a special time of year. I'm with family, so I should be able to have lots of extras. Why should you? Like, I remember Corinne talking about like entitlement with food. It tastes so good. I'll cut down after. Am I really at enough? I think, see, Lori, I'm so glad you brought that one up because, again, I work with a lot of private clients, and this is like one of the big ways that they actually get better at stopping at enough. They know that if they are asking themselves that question, that means they're at enough. If you're having to ask yourself, you're probably at enough. Am I really at enough? Yeah, that means you're probably done. Everyone gains a little over the holidays. Yeah. What things might people say or do that could be challenging? This should pull up some interesting answers. What things might people say or do that could be challenging? Ask invasive questions. You always have seconds. It won't hurt. I made it special for you. You can't diet on Thanksgiving. Oh, this is awesome, you guys. Grandma making comparison comments. Not wear a mask. First holiday without my dad. Don't eat like a bird today. Yeah. Are you losing weight? See, aren't you so glad we're already thinking about this? Because then it's not as likely to like hit you out of left field in the moment. Even if they don't say this exact thing, you're going to know like, oh yeah, so-and-so is going to make a comment. I already knew. And I had already decided how I was going to handle it. It's only one day. Okay. How will you handle these words? Tell me. Show me how you're an OBS woman. How are we going to handle these words, these comments, these invasive questions? I'm going to tell myself what? I'm going to remind myself what? I'm going to say what? I'm going to do what? Thank you for your opinion. I like it. What other people think about me is none of my business. It's not dieting. It's making better choices for myself. I love it. I can tell you guys have really been putting in the work with your thinking because I'm seeing some really great responses here. And again, if you are having trouble with this question, you can raise your hand and we can come up with something together, but you guys are on it. Donna has some really good awareness. She says, for me, sometimes it's interpreting what people say on social when they aren't even talking to me. I make it personal when it's not. So that's great. Like now, like you can write that on your sheet. My brain is going to want to make things personal and I'm just going to remind myself that it's not. Awesome. When you follow through on your plan, what will that look and feel like? Again, this is really good because in the moment when we're thinking about the second drink, the second piece of pie, the whatever it is, right? Maybe you're home and it's your favorite dish and you're thinking of having seconds. We're only going to think of how good it was going to taste if we have some more. So this is like giving some equal airtime in advance. So like, yes, the pie is going to taste good, but here's what would also feel good. Feeling accomplished and proud that I showed up for me. Success. Yeah, you guys are coming up with some really great responses here. Try to be specific. What is it going to look like? What is it going to feel like when you show up for yourself at this event? Whether it's dealing with like a food situation, a person situation, what's the specific feeling? How specifically are you going to handle it? What will you need to say to yourself to keep you all in? It's probably still going to feel hard, right? You're probably still going to get an urge. But what will you say to yourself to keep you all in with showing up for yourself? Donna said, I'm the hero of my story. I'm worth it. Stacy wrote, I keep my promises to myself. And urge lost 90 seconds. Is feeling sick from overeating worth it? That's a good question. Will I think this was worth it in 30 minutes? Will I think this was worth it tomorrow? My body doesn't like to be overfed. Nothing tastes as good as how showing up for yourself feels. Yeah. One that I tell myself is like, especially when it's like, it tastes so good. I'm like, yes, of course it tastes so good. And if I keep having more, it's not going to keep tasting as good. It's actually going to start to feel really physically uncomfortable. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I love it. That's like a Mel Robbins thing, counting down. That can be a really useful strategy to borrow for an event. If you're really having the urge and thinking about it, you can just count down 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And that can be enough to wake up your more conscious brain and think about what you really want. I want the new Diane so much. I love it. How will you use outside accountability? Partners, groups, talk to people at events ahead of time. So That's the last question for this worksheet. How will you use outside accountability to help you show up? What will make me feel proud tomorrow morning? I love that. Do you have an accountability group or partner? Do you need help finding one? Is there someone that you can check in with, a partner or a friend? Somebody that you know in the NoBS community? Maybe you guys can like check in with each other, point out the things that you did well, and like, here's one thing that I would do for next time. Share my plan with hubby, ask for his encouragement when in the moment. My journal, Marco Polo to my local group. Awesome. Okay. I'm gonna go ahead and open up for any questions or coaching that you might need before we go into chat rooms. So we'll do that for the next several minutes. So go ahead and raise your hand if you have any questions. If there was a question here that you struggled with, you feel like the answer is kind of like, yeah, you know, it's all right, but I would like to really answer it better. The things that you wrote down, I tell this to my private clients as well. Like when we're working on creating a new thought and they, you know, they kind of were brainstorming and they're telling me what it is, I can kind of tell if it's like the kind of thought that really like fires them up. Like even when they say it, it's like a juicy one. And sometimes we like make it better until it is more juicy. So make sure like you have some juicy answers here that like are meaningful to you. They resonate with you. Versus being more, you know, kind of going through the motions. These should be some juicy responses. Okay, do we have any questions, you guys? Or do you need any coaching around the holidays? Go ahead and raise your hand. Nobody's worried about anything going into the holidays. Okay, Joan has a question. See if you can unmute, Joan.
Hello.
Hey.
I'm not going to go on video because I haven't even combed my hair yet. I've been working on my plan.
No worries.
I'm having surgery on December the 7th. Mm. And I have a lot of old shitties in my head that, because I won't be able to exercise, that I'm going to regain all my weight. I'm at a goal range that I haven't been at in 30 years. So I'm
okay.
Happy about that. But I keep having these feelings like the holidays are really going to mess me up. Even though I know it's, you know, one or two meals, I've been overeating all week. And I keep telling myself, well, this has nothing to do with the holidays or your surgery. I'm sabotaging myself.
Yeah. Tell me, I'll see if you, this is kind of a little bit of a test, but tell me why you're self-sabotaging. Like what's behind it?
I am worried about, we've had some negative medical news on family members.
Mm-hmm.
One of them's a grandchild that, you know, that takes on a whole new level. And then I'm having surgery. My daughter-in-law is having surgery, all of this right before Christmas. And I'm having everybody here for Thanksgiving. So yeah. I'm feeling like unbalanced and out of control, which is why I'm still sitting here at my desk with my planner and it's what, 11:30.
Yeah.
Drinking my water.
You're feeling unbalanced and out of control.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to point out, like, sometimes, like, it can be at least a little helpful to know, like, okay, I'm feeling unbalanced and out of control because I'm having a lot of thoughts that are having me feel that way. I'm having thoughts about the holidays. I'm having thoughts about these family members going through these things. I'm having thoughts about the surgery. I'm having thoughts about, like, am I going to be able to keep this weight off? Like all of that.
Correct.
Yeah. I'm not hearing you say at all. Like when you were telling me all of this, here's what I noticed. Like you didn't tell me at all why you are amazingly equipped to handle this, to handle your surgery. Especially the first thing that you told me was you know, I'm not going to be able to exercise. So like maybe the weight, like the, like I'm not going to be able to keep it off because I'm not going to be able to exercise because of this surgery. You didn't tell me like, here are all the habits that I've been practicing for this time. Here's all of the new thinking that I have now. Here's all the old shitty thinking that I've let go of. You didn't tell me any of that. You didn't tell me like why you're going to handle this like a boss. How, like, you didn't tell me all the tools that you have at your disposal. You didn't tell me like, I'm really good at this and this and this. All you told me was like, here's why it's all going to go to shit.
Right. I actually wrote on my planner this morning that weight loss, my weight loss strategy has nothing to do with exercise. I wrote exercise is not part of my weight loss strategy. And I think all the years that I did Weight Watchers, I tried to exercise the weight off, never worked. And I am an exerciser. I like to exercise, but I have a friend who is kind of my accountability partner. She's not an OBS woman, but she follows the public broadcast podcast. She said, well, you never got to your goal weight doing your, you know, exercise and going to the gym 5 days a week. She said, you got to your goal weight and you lessened that, which is true. So I think I have to tell myself, and I have to repeat it and write it every day, that exercise is not part of my weight loss strategy. Which,
yeah, I'm so really glad that you said that and that I didn't say that. I think it's so much more powerful coming from you and you having your own realization. Like, you're like, my brain is just trying to lie to me, is what I would tell myself. It just makes sense that it wants to do that because of all the years of like dieting and diet thinking and all the things that I used to do. Of course, my brain, the first thing it goes to is like, oh, you're not going to be able to exercise. So all the weight's going to come back. But you've already like caught that lie. I also want you to tell me 5 reasons why you are perfectly equipped to, you know, like maintain your weight during your surgery, taking into account that maybe you will be up a little bit depending on what kind of surgery it is. I know sometimes like you could have swelling or inflammation or those kinds of things, but like overall, right? Like overall, I mean, do you plan on eating your way through it or? Tell me why you're
it's the exercise. It's the exercise. I won't be able to walk. The doctor said, well, you can stroll. And I'm like, oh my God, strolling is not my thing. I want to be, you know, and I just joined a gym.
But tell me what else you're going to be doing. Like, okay, so how else will you be thinking and showing up for yourself during this time? That has nothing to do with exercise, which we've already established has nothing to do with keeping the weight off. That's not
okay. I'm gonna write these down as I say. I ordered new filters for my Pure pitcher, which holds 80 ounces. I'm gonna drink that daily.
This is great because we can even like this is how I would tell my private clients, like, it's great that you've already got the water set up, and you can even get more specific and be like, I'm gonna ask my partner to keep a glass on my nightstand or whatever. Like you can even get really specific, or I'm going to have like this 30 ounce bottle with me on the couch when I'm resting.
Oh, okay.
And I'm going to fill it up 3 times a day or whatever.
Right. 30 ounce bottle filled. Also I have a case of water that my grocery store gave me by accident. I didn't order it. I'm like, this is a sign. So if I need to have like
even the universe.
Yeah. So the case of water, and I can have those bottles around the house. Not that I'm going to be walking around much, but I'll have that ready to go.
You can even say, I'm going to make sure to ask for water.
Right.
If you're not going to be able to do it, you know, like things like that.
I'm going to order my flavored water from Target, where I have some nice flavored plain water that I like as a different kind of drink. From Target, they have it. And then I cleaned up my office space here so that I will have a very nice place to journal with all my colored pens. I fixed that up yesterday. So I'm ready to go with the journaling. I'm going to spend more time up here journaling. My no BS journal stuff. I have my computer here, which I see your beautiful face on my computer. So I will watch all of my podcasts up here. I'm just predicting that I'm not going to be able to go out. So I'm going to have to do stuff here. And my husband likes to cook, but he's kind of a no BS woman now. He's lost 28 pounds. I lost 32. So He doesn't try to make me overeat anymore.
Yeah, so. You didn't even mention your no BS woman husband in the beginning.
Right.
You didn't even say that you have this whole other person who like knows these tools too and can like, you know, has your back.
Yeah. It's unbelievable though, because he's from a family of very big people and he was kind of very big. And he used to want me to be his eating buddy. And at a certain point I said, I can't be your eating buddy anymore. And I just don't even say anything. And he's kind of following along. So he'll be doing the cooking and he kind of eats less than me sometimes, which is really funny. And what else? And the sleep, you know, the sleep, I have a pile of books that I want to read next to my bed already. So yeah. I'm not going to get, and I have Netflix things that I want to watch, but I'm going to watch them.
Upstairs. Are you going to be planning during this time? Are you going to be like planning?
Oh yeah. Yes.
Okay. So it's suddenly stop doing all of our core basics or something. Like have all of that knowledge, all of that experience. You're going to keep up these habits. Tell me like what you're going to do around like waiting for hunger and sleeping at enough.
Okay. So what I started to do here at my desk is writing some post-surgery protocols, what kind of foods. So if he wants to cook, I'm going to hand him this sheet of here's the kind of foods I want to have on hand and I want to eat. What I do is I set my Fitbit timer for 15 minutes when I start a meal, no matter if it's a banana, and I try to stretch it out. When that goes off, I set it again for 15 and wait and reassess hunger. So I just have to remind myself that I have to use the timer and I have to be sitting at a table.
You have to or you want to?
I want to be sitting at a table because that's when I'm sticking to my plan. I don't stick to my plan if I'm on the sofa watching Netflix and my husband falls asleep and then I start sneaking stuff. So the chances of me overeating at the kitchen table are very small. I won't go into the kitchen table with Netflix on in the other room and start eating a bowl of popcorn. I just won't do that.
Yeah. Sounds like you're going to be incorporating a lot of the same habits and thinking like there's not actually going to be a lot holding you back. It sounds like you know exactly what you need to do. You know exactly how to show up for yourself. I think all that happened, and this is completely normal, is that your brain immediately went to like, this is why this is not good. Like, this is why this is going to be a problem. Let me tell you why. We're not going to be able to exercise. Like, it honed in on that first and it ignored. Isn't that funny, guys? It just ignored all the reasons why you're going to handle this like a boss. Like, you've gone on and on and on and told me all of these amazing ways that you're going to show up for yourself, that you're being supported, like all the tools and habits that you already have.
Well, thank you, Coach Yesenia. I think what I'll do is I will re-listen to this on replays.
Yeah, just listen to the difference.
Maybe every morning.
When I ask you like, all right, like what's going to go wrong here? You had one thing, which you knew was a lie. And then I was like, all right, well, how are you prepared? How are you equipped? You gave me like the whole list. Like you've got your plan in place. Now it's time to trust yourself. Trust the process.
Okay.
And your brain's probably going to give you that lie 10 more times, and that's okay because you're trusting yourself, you trust the process, you know what to do.
Thank you. Thank you so much. That was so helpful.
Okay, thank you. Okay, go ahead and raise your hand if you have any other questions or need some coaching around any kind of special event that we have coming up. Yeah, there's a few more minutes before we do breakout rooms. Everybody's feeling good? Nobody's seeing any kind of obstacles that could come up? Any kind of challenges? Anything about these questions that you're still kind of worried about? If you guys are good to go, then we can go ahead and go into breakout rooms. Again, like, you guys are really on it. You guys have clearly been putting in the work. It's awesome. Okay. Let me see. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and go into breakout room. So if you know you don't want to do that, you can go ahead and go. But I do want to encourage you, if you've never done one before, they're really great. Have your camera on. You could leave it off if you wanted. And we are just going to share some of our responses. Or if you have a second event that you would like to start planning and get some feedback with, you could do that as well. This is like one of the most powerful ways that you can figure stuff out as an OBS woman, is using the power of the community and just talking through it a little bit. So if you want to go ahead and share some of your responses, if you want some feedback, if you need help brainstorming anything, we're going to go ahead and jump to the like that. That was a breakout room. Hope you got a lot out of them. They're a great way to meet other Novia. If you have any last questions, go ahead and ask. We have a few minutes here. So any last questions about planning for these events, no matter what it is, that was a good question to ask. So you have a question? Okay, maybe you're needed. Let me know. Other than that, I just want